Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Well, round three of Packers-Vikings, there was one word on the minds of the Packers defense, and it was contain. Contain, contain, contain on the brain, you might say. With Adrian Peterson and then the substitution of Joe Webb at quarterback for the Vikings, the Packers had to keep those running threats contained and not let them get to the outside. Let's see how they adjusted. We'll start with the first play of the Vikings' second drive of the game after they've taken a 3-0 lead. Now, this is an example of what the Packers could not afford to have happen. Adrian Peterson is in the backfield, and the Vikings will run a play action to this side. The key to the play for the Packers is outside linebacker Eric Walden, but he gets drawn too far in on the play action, and that allows quarterback Joe Webb to get to the outside. The containment is lost, and Webb easily runs for 11 yards and a first down, and the Vikings are threatening to score again. Three plays later, however, Walden is going to learn his lesson and keep the containment on the outside. This time, the play-action fake to Peterson is going to go up the middle, but Walden is not going to bite, and when Joe Webb wants to get outside of the pocket, Walden will attack him, hold him in, and make the play. Almost gets the sack here. Webb throws up a ridiculous pass that the Packers unfortunately don't intercept. But the Vikings have to punt, and the score stays 3-0. But we all know this game wasn't about Webb. It was about Peterson. So let's take a look at what the Packers did differently the third time around against the 2,000-yard rusher. We'll go back to the Metrodome to show an example of the Packers' struggles. This is the third play of the previous week's game in the first quarter. Peterson will take a handoff pretty much up the middle. Now, B.J. Raji and Ryan Pickett will do a great job stopping the initial surge, but Desmond Moses, that outside linebacker, is going to lose the containment, is going to be brought too far inside, and when the surge is stopped and Moses is too far in, Peterson bounces outside, runs for 12 yards, and a first down. Now, the Packers had trouble with that all day at the Metrodome against All Day, which is Peterson's nickname, and they needed to make the adjustment in the rematch. Back to the playoff game, we're in the second quarter, and very similar to the previous play I just showed, B.J. Raji will stop the initial surge by Peterson. But watch this time how Clay Matthews and Brad Jones on the outside will contain Peterson in the box. They will hold their ground, not let him bounce it to the outside like he likes to do, and he's got nowhere to go. In the first two games against the Packers this season, Peterson averaged 7.5 yards a carry. In the playoff game, only 4.5 yards. Containment was the key. It got the job done. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.